Judge says two dogs confirmed to have canine parvovirus were brought into his office on Thursday.
Basically, parvo's a virus. If your dog contracts it, it's going to run its course. And what we do is treat symptomatically just to keep the dog alive through the course of the disease. And usually that will require some hospitalization time.
He says the signs of parvo include diarrhea, vomiting, and lethargy. There have been other recent cases of parvo in Wrangell.
This could have been the same disease that that we have seen for the last 2 years. It seems to be a fairly mild form of parvo, but it has killed several dogs in town. If it is the same disease, and we certainly want to prevent that.
Judge says he's keeping the two contagious dogs in his office. For that reason, he's not letting anyone bring their pets in right now.
I probably won't let anybody come into the office before, like, Monday. So I do have a lot of clients that are waiting on calls from me, but I can't afford to let people come into the office. This office is too small, and this is a very, very contagious disease.
He recommends that people call the office if they have questions, especially if their dogs are exhibiting signs of parvo. Judge says this is an example of why vaccinations are important.
The best treatment for parvo is prevention, by far and away. Urge people to get their vaccines. I still offer it annually. I'm happy to discuss that with folks as far as scientifically with regard to how often you need to give it.
Judge plans to be in town through Friday, March 14th. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.